This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Have you ever heard of John Law? Well, John Law was a Scottish financier credited with introducing paper money to the masses in the 18th century. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer introduces us now to the father of modern money.
John Law made his way to France in the early 1700s, apparently fleeing London to escape a death sentence for murder. Things were better in France.
He was just a very popular person.
John Moen is chair of the Department of Economics at the University of Mississippi. He says in 1716, Law charmed the French government into letting him open a bank. It issued paper money to the public. Until then, most people paid for stuff with gold. Then Law started a trading company to extract resources from France's colony in Louisiana. Moen says Law sold shares in the new company.
So he was kind of able to finance his trading companies around the world under the assumption that eventually my trading companies are going to really pay off.
Only they didn't. His investors panicked. Law's critics say he built up a bubble and it burst. Doug Noland is a senior portfolio manager at Federated Investors.
And then, you know, the more the stock price went up, the more people wanted to buy more shares. So it was an experiment in paper money, but it was also a classic example of a mania.
Now, Law's so-called bubble is often touted as a cautionary tale. Critics of the Federal Reserve say the money it's pumped into the economy is creating a bubble that will burst as wide open as Law's trading company did. George Selgin is with the Libertarian Cato Institute.
Then it looks a lot more like John Law's bank pumping out notes, where John Law is really a name for Ben Bernanke or Janet Yellen.
John Law isn't here to defend himself, but at least he's getting some name recognition in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.